Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know, I'm a huge proponent of supporting Hartford, and sometimes I use the metaphor, like, is it an unwinnable war? I don't know. When we talked to Arunin and a whole bunch of other people in Hartford, you know, I thought the moonshot would have been, I go back to the pre-Calhoun Auriemma days, if you had, like, set up UConn in Hartford, that might have been something that could have been significant, but UConn Stores is so built up and so nice. Yeah. It's difficult. I want to welcome in, and I appreciate the conversation. Is that?
Correct.
Tom Dubé and Rory Gale. Tom's with the Hartford Flavor Company, and they also have, you call it the parlor?
The cocktail parlor on Pratt Street, yeah.
And so you have two businesses in Hartford, and I definitely want to focus on Pratt Street a fair amount, and Rory Gale from Hartford Prince, which is a couple of shops down on Pratt Street. I love, Pratt Street is such like, you know, I think of certain parts of Boston, like Charles Street or even Newbury Street, like these iconic streets, it has such potential because it's so walkable, it's so nice, it's so tight and close, mm-hmm. and you can do a lot of different things. And I just, number one, first of all, thanks for coming in. And I want to start and just ask, like, generally, before we get into the holiday stuff, before we get into other issues, like, how is business?
The summer was a challenge with the arena being down and not having events. We really had to, like, rejuvenate ourselves from a creating programs and events on the street. Pratt Street's an outdoor venue now.
Yeah, we're business owners, so it was an exciting year where all the merchants on Pratt Street joined together. We created our own association, and now we're in control of, like, building the street.
So you can program stuff yourselves to have on the street.
Right. Yeah. We do work with the BID, which helps liaise with the city on the permitting side in the calendar, because there's tons of people trying to get events on Pratt Street itself, music and dancing, and we have produced our own events and so forth. So it's becoming an outdoor venue that people feel really good about.
And we wanted to be that destination, that place that you think of, like when you think of Connecticut, you think of Mystic, and then you think of Pratt Street. Like, we call ourselves the cutest street in Connecticut because this one block has so much history and charm.
Mm. My question is, though, more are you able to sustain yourselves? Are you there?
Yeah, things are sustaining. So several of the businesses have moved or expanded across the street or, expanded their current spaces. People are all making it.
Yeah.
So you're making it.
Yeah.
You're making it.
I'm doing really well.
Your business is beyond just Pratt Street.
Yeah.
You can do a ton of online business and this time of year with Christmas cards and stuff like that.
Yeah, we have a kiosk at Bradley Airport. I've been on Pratt a lot longer, so I've been there for 12 years. And this past year, really doubled down, invested more in Hartford because of how much, like, my customers, the community, the city has supported me. I've been able to grow and survive COVID and grow and then triple. My store is three times the size. And that's just because of, like, the care and the community of Pratt Street and Hartford.
But your walk-in business is X percent.
The walk-in business is about 80% of my business.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, the airport has a quarter of the business as well. So online, surprisingly, isn't crazy. We do way more in-store.
And, you know, we have to take a – this goes faster than you think. We got to take a quick break. I mean, the distillery does great, right? Sure. I mean, it's – and it's got an interesting niche. And can you just talk about the relationship between the distillery and the restaurant? The distillery, what street is it on?
On Arbor Street in the Parkville neighborhood.
Okay.
And then, we've been there for 10 years.
And then you have the restaurant on Pratt. Just talk about that dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. So the restaurant is fueled by our signature bar. We actually were just...
It's beautiful, by the way.
So
the
nice. Place,
I like to go in the back with a little game area.
Oh,
but
my
anyway. God.
And like the amount of just like every corner you walk into is more beautiful than the next.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so the products that we produce at the distillery are the star of the show at the bar downtown on the restaurant side. So our products are out into numerous states across the United States, and we really love to show them off at our bar downtown as the anchor.
And you, I mean, and again, well, actually, we'll pick it up on the other side because you, I mean, it's a full service, restaurant too, and you have, happy hours and stuff like that. I'm curious about the hours and when it's busy and so on. We continue here with Tom Dubay from Hartford Flavor Company, Rory Gale from Hartford Prince, and again, Pratt Street. I've done Vons on a U.S. men's national team game. It's so much fun. I mean, we really try to go down there as a family and support these businesses. We had a really nice cocktail evening a little while back at your place, and I have to check out you guys. So yeah. I will definitely do that. My question was, they revamped. You talked about the summer was tough because the People's Bank Arena was getting redone. The early reports back are that the improvements are legitimately positive, and they hope to have more dates. It seems like bookings might even already be up. My question is, and be as honest as you can be, one banger of a night, like it doesn't even have to be Stevie Nicks, right? Or even like a UConn game. A great night like that, how many days of average time or downtime does that offset?
Well, for us on the restaurant side, we can offset, two, maybe three soft days.
That's it. No, it's not like two or three weeks.
Right.
Okay.
But, it makes that week feel good, really good. And then the follow-up effect is people come in for the first time, they have a great time, and they're like, oh, I'm going to come back.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, so on a UConn basketball night, will you be packed?
It depends on start times.
There's a lot of people, the Urban Lodge is like get a beer and a wing.
Correct.
And yours is more of a sit down, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we have every game is different. It just seems like different crowds. I mean, the men's and women's crowds are a little different, maybe demographically and whatnot. More family on the women.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Aside, so forth. So every day is different. It's really hard to predict because every day is different.
But for you, like, you're not a food and beverage thing. Like, what kind of drive-by stuff do you benefit from that?
So
will you change your hours to accommodate these events?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what's fun about Pratt Street and us all being small businesses, and we're all so unique, is that we are, like, nimble. So we change, like, based on what the event is. Hartford Flavor is making custom cocktails when Hamilton's in town and they have a fun menu. And then we did a Hamilton bar crawl where you could start at Vaughn's and do trivia, go to Sunbury, do Broadway karaoke, and then go to Urban Lodge and have a Broadway dance party. Where else can you do that? And that's because we all work together.
And did people do it.
Oh, yeah. They showed up and they were in costume and they were ready to sing their Broadway butts off. And it was so fun. We host, this is our second year doing a big Gilmore Girls event. It's called Stars Hollow Saturday. And it happens the first weekend.
I've never watched the show.
It's so sweet. Because it's Connecticut, it's just, and the fans love the show. And Pratt Street is featured in exterior shots. When some of the characters are walking on the street.
If you watch an episode, you'll get hooked.
Yeah. And so they go into Bloom Bake Shop, which is our coffee shop on Pratt Street. So the fans just are like fanatics. And so this is our second year hosting it. And it's been insane. So
when is it? What time is it?
It's the first weekend in October. Okay. So we already have it on the calendar for next year. I feel like it's the 3rd and the 4th or something like that. But on that one day, and this is why Hartford Prints had to expand, because our store couldn't fit everybody, and we would have lines out the door, lines down to Main Street. So on that one event day, I can make almost like half of my month in that one day.
So that's what I was curious about. We're talking with Tom Dubé from Hartford Flavor Company and Rory Gale from Hartford Prints. So when it comes to hours and days, you know, because you're operating, you need to operate on a consistent schedule, whether it's an event or not. So, like, Correct. Are you open every day?
We're 6 days a week, closed Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got brunch on Sundays, which is doing nicely.
And I didn't know you did, brunch is great.
And their tea parties are so fun. And, you can go for high tea.
And there is a happy hour menu. Correct. I think one day it's all day, and you can get drinks under $10, I believe, and like 25% off beer and wine. And I'm just curious about the lunch business. Like, is that... Which segment are you doing the best at?
Definitely best is happy hour on through to closing. And then lunch is a little troubling at times because...
Well, no one's working in the city right now.
Exactly. You know, people are coming 3 days a week instead of 5 days a week to their office. Once they're in the office, they're kind of contained in their office building. So we do need to get more feet on the street during the lunch hour.
Well, I love the space. I mean, I think it's great. I was in there when you were building it out. And if you want to just have a drink and go in the back and chat... there's the bar, and then there's the restaurant portion. It's almost like three different stages of your social life, right? I really like that element of it. Now let's talk about the holidays. Talk about, you know, Tom, you can start. Like, what's happening and what would draw people downtown over the next couple of weeks?
Sure. I'll go over the overarching. Hartford for the Holidays is the campaign that the city is working with all of us across Pratt Street and Bushnell Park and you know, you name it, the village at the train station. And so there's all kinds of things going on across the holiday season. And then we're doing certain things on Pratt Street throughout that from Small Business Saturday right on up to New Year's Eve.
So yeah. What sort of the details of the events?
Yeah, so it's all about shopping local.
What's the Sip and Shop, like, for example?
So Sip and Shop starts tomorrow. Vaughn's... Urban, Sunberry, and Hartford Flavor have $10 cocktails, and you can get it in a to-go glass.
So it's a bar crawl kind of thing.
Yeah, so you get your cocktail, you come into Hartford Prints, you go over to Gentle Bowl, which is right across the street, you pop in to run down this awesome sneaker store, you do all your Christmas shopping with your mocktail or cocktail.
Can you open container between stores?
Yes.
You walk quickly.
Wait, so that starts tomorrow from 4 to 8, and you're going to do it every Friday until through Christmas, right, basically?
Yeah, and then, you know, shopping small business Saturday is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's the time to come out, show your support. If you are worried when a business closed down and you're like, man, I really loved that place, this is the time that you put your money where your mouth is and you show up for small businesses and you support and you shop local and you don't go to big box and you... you can do all your Christmas shopping in one spot. So we'll have 25 vendors.
On Pratt Street.
Yeah. They all pop up in the businesses. So there'll be about a handful in Urban Lodge. We're using another storefront on the street. So they'll be popped up in different places.
So that's on the 29th from 11 a.m. to 4.
Yeah.
And just quickly, the Winter Village, what is that?
That's just an extension. So if you think of Small Business Saturday, now we have that for 3 weekends on Pratt Street. We're going to have live entertainment. There's going to be character meet and greets. So,
like Santa?
Like Glinda and Elphaba, more importantly.
Oh, okay.
No, but Santa too. Elsa and Anna, I think.
We'll have Christmas trees for sale.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Ice carving demos.
You know, a little snow flurry and a Christmas tree sale. You think you're going back in time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's like when Harry met Sally or something.
So I want to ask you, you know, Tom, when it, the sipping shop, because I love it because it's sort of like a happy hour kind of window, right? Where do you get the, can you go to any of the establishments and get the cup? And then you just take the cup, that means you're in on it.
Correct.
And you can just buy your first drink, you get the cup, and then you can go. There's no like entry fee or anything
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah. There's never a cover on Pratt Street.
Yeah.
So what is the signature really? Because we only have like a few seconds. Give me the, your, if I went in there once and I had one drink.
Ooh, their menu is so big.
I know.
It's like that's a novel.
Yeah, we've got great cocktails. We were nominated for Best Bar Program in, by the Connecticut Restaurant Association, so we're proud for that. So it's hard to choose amongst all
I'm
the,
making you choose.
The candidates. So here's a classic. Folks might know our Birch and Bourbon. It's our birch liqueur with bourbon, and we've added a twist to it down at the restaurant with adding a little bit of banana flavor to it.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Really?
So that'll be something that... is going to appeal to the people that know the drink and the people who don't.
Listen, I really love the attitude. Tom Dubay from Hartford Flavor, Rory Gale from Hartford Prince, because you know what? It's easy to make fun of this or that, but go make the effort and check it out, because Pratt Street really has a potential. It is special, but it has the potential to be even more special if people go.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the time, guys.
Can't wait to see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.